Opening our Jazz Northwest for today, that's Eric Verlinde at the piano, Chuck Kissler bass, Andre Thomas on drums, and two horns. Tony Grasso was the trumpet player, and Brian Kent on tenor sax. The tune, an original by Eric Verlinde titled Baker's Beam. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. We're here every Sunday afternoon with a selection of artists from the Northwest. We're going to be listening next to a couple of location recordings, one from Portland and one from Seattle, but these were both done a few years ago. The Portland group is called the Bridge Quartet, with Phil Dwyer and Daryl Grant, and the Seattle group is a Floyd Standifer Quartet, playing at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. Here's the Bridge Quartet first. Phil Dwyer's tenor saxophone with Daryl Grant on piano, Tom Wakeling on bass, and Alan Jones at the drums. Daryl Grant was booking this room called LV's Uptown. LV stood for Leroy Vinegar, who was a significant figure on the Portland jazz scene at the time. And as a matter of fact, Portland State University had a division called the Leroy Vinegar Institute of Jazz, and it was kind of responsible for running this club called LV's Uptown. Here's the group, the Bridge Quartet, in 2007, playing a composition by Billy Strayhorn, Isfahan. Thank you.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you give yourself to someone, yet never lose your way? How do you not run out of things to say? Since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how year after year you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we could be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we could try with every day to make it better as it goes, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. Thank you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we could be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we could try with every day to make it better as it goes, with any luck, then I suppose the music never
thank you.
Floyd Standifer. Oh, my. That was recorded live at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant by Floyd Standifer's group, which played there every week for 25 years or something like this. This was recorded on the occasion of the 10th anniversary of weekly performances by Floyd Standifer at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant that I think began maybe at the first location, which was over in the hotel on Yesler. At any rate, Floyd Standifer featured on trumpet and doing the vocal in the preceding selection. Billy Wallace was the pianist, Phil Sparks on bass, Clarence Acocks on drums, and we heard Floyd singing How Do You Keep the Music Playing, wonderful song, which was the title tune for this album, and this last tune, I Remember Clifford, which was a composition by Benny Golson, remembering Clifford Brown, one of Floyd Standifer's heroes, I'm sure. Certainly comes through in the way he played it. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon. Doing a little reminiscing here with Floyd Standifer, and just before that, we were listening to the Bridge Quartet in Portland, named for that city of bridges. Phil Dwyer was the saxophonist there with Daryl Grant on piano, Tom Wakeling bass, and Alan Jones at drums. They played at the LV's Uptown of the Leroy Vinegar Institute of Jazz at Portland State University. And they played Billy Strayhorn's tune Isfahan. Nice version of that tune. Next up on Jazz Northwest today, we're going to be listening to something that's so new it hasn't even been issued yet. This is brand new from a wonderful singer out of Portland, Rebecca Kilgore. And after that, we're going to be listening to something with Gene Argel on piano and Jay Thomas. Rebecca Kilgore has recently recorded a new album, which is due for release the end of this month, but here's a preview of it. It's the Rebecca Kilgore Trio, Rebecca singing with Randy Porter on piano, Tom Wakeling on bass, and a song by Dave Frischberg for Bix Beiderbecke.
Bix, old friend, are you ever going to comprehend? You're no ordinary standard B-flat, run-of-the-mill type guy. Oh my, no. Bix, old elf, will you ever learn to look at yourself like the others around you who love you and never ask why? And seriously, Bix, old bear, don't you dig that big blue sky up there? Admit it, wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie? I wonder, Bix, old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song you've been looking so long to find? So do what you've got to do, and may the years be good to you, 'cause you're one of the favored few. Dear Bix, you're one of a kind. Thank you. in years to come. Will you ever hum that someday song? You've been looking so long to find. So do what you've got to do, and may the years be good to you, 'cause you're one of the favored few. Dear Bix, you're one of a kind. Thank you.
The pianist Gene Argel wrote that tune called Annette, and this is from an album that he led, recorded in Seattle, and Gene has lived in Hawaii for quite a few years. He grew up in Tacoma and came of age playing around here, but then started touring a bit up and down the West Coast and ending up in Maui, where he has been living since 1982. Gene Argel at the piano, his composition titled Annette, with Jay Thomas on tenor sax, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, from the album Luminescent. Rebecca Kilgore was the singer before that, and I think maybe also playing a little ukulele or something there at the beginning of that piece. Randy Porter on piano, Tom Wakeling on bass, Rebecca Kilgore singing Dave Frischberg's song Dear Bix. This is from a forthcoming album by the Portland singer, and that's due out on April 30th, the Rebecca Kilgore Trio, Volume 1. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie here with you. And coming up next, we're going to be listening to an unusual group out of Vancouver called the BC Double Quartet. The album is called Departure. It was issued a couple of years ago, I think it was. But it involves a jazz quartet and a string quartet combining together here. The jazz quartet led by Bill Kuhn, the guitarist, with Brad Turner on trumpet, Paul Ruschka bass, and Bernie Arai on drums. And a string quartet with Cam Wilson and Yul Yanni violins, Henry Lee viola, and Finn Maniche on cello. And this is the title tune from this album, a tune composed by Bill Kuhn and his arrangement for this double quartet. This is called Departure. Thank you. Ann Reynolds at the piano, recorded during one of her periodic forays to Cuba, and recording with all Cuban musicians in the studio. She had not met the flutist before the session, but she says, as soon as I heard him play the first phrase of my song, I knew he was the guy I was looking for. His name is Josue, I believe it is, J-O-S-U-E, accent. Fine flutist there with Ann Reynolds at the piano and the Cuban percussion section. From the album Joy, that's called Chasing the Tail. And before that was Bill Kuhn's double quartet, the BC double quartet, which could stand for British Columbia as well. Bill Kuhn, the guitarist and composer, and Brad Turner was the trumpet player with the string quartet and the title tune from the album Departure. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.